Welcome to Chorus Call. Please hold for an operator. Welcome to Chorus Call. Please hold for an operator.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, connect me to Sirka Pain conference call.
What's your name?
Pranali Patil from Iden Investment. Iden. Iden Investment.
The conference is now being recorded. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently waiting. You are connected to the earnings conference call of Sirka Paints India Limited. Please stay connected. The call will start shortly. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY21 earnings conference call of Sirka Paints India Limited, hosted by the Investment Lab. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing *10 on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Swayam Pokharna from the Investment Lab. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Margaret. Welcome everyone and thanks for joining this Q4 FY21 earnings con call of Sirka Paints India Limited. I hope each and every one of you is safe and keeping well. The investor updates have been emailed to you and are also available on the stock exchanges and on our own website. In case anyone does not have a copy, please feel free to write to us and we'll be happy to send it over to you. To take us through today's conference call, we have with us Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Apoorv Agarwal, Joint Managing Director, Ms. Shalu Arora, the Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Charat Mahajan, Company Secretary. We will be starting with a brief overview and business update with respect to Q4 and the full year, followed by a Q&A session. I would like to remind you all that everything said on this call, any outlook for the future, which can be constituted as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the uncertainties and risks that the company faces. These risks have been mentioned but are not limited to what has been mentioned in our prospectus and follow-up annual reports. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Apoorv Agarwal. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sayam. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is a pleasure to have you all here at our call today. I am sure that you all must have gone through the results and the investor presentation for the last quarter. Without taking much time, I will quickly like to take you through the financial performance and the business update for the last quarter and the financial year 2020-21. In Q4 FY21, the company reported its highest ever quarterly sales, delivering a 48.4% growth on year-on-year basis. Although on a smaller base since our Q4 FY20 sales were partially impacted due to COVID. On a full year basis, we reported a 6% growth in revenue from operations at 143 odd crores compared to 135 odd crores. On the profitability front, financial year 21 has been a challenging year for us. We faced pressure on the gross profit margins due to majorly two reasons. As you all must be aware that the euro has risen more than 10% year to date with a peak of around 91 This rise mainly impacted us in the Q2 and the Q3 of the financial year, as our procurement from Italy, Italian PU was at the higher rate. Secondly, many of the key inputs like butyl acetate, toluene and some key resins in the paint supply chain have witnessed a massive increase led by the supply chain disruption across the globe. In response to this, Sirka has undertaken two price hikes, first in the October and second in the January, and there are plans to take another hike in June. Although in doing so, we have remained cautious as the demand recovery is still a little delicate. EBITDA margins have remained in line with the decrease in the gross profit margins with some impact of loss due to fire. We are happy to communicate that we have received the insurance claim of 9.64 crores against a loss of 10.57 crores booked earlier in Q2 of FY21. Adjusted for the net impact of loss due to fire, we reported the EBITDA margins, excluding other incomes, of 15.2% in FY21 as compared to 23.5%, a decline of almost 830 basis points. PAT for the year was 16.58 crores as compared to 25.15 crores last year. On the operational front, we are happy to report that the production from our Sonipat manufacturing facility is slowly coming on stream, and we have already been successful with trial productions to achieve the desired level of quality. If improvement COVID-related disruptions follow the current trend in NCR, we should be able to start with the commercial scale production from June-July onwards. Unico products has garnered a good response from all the markets after their initial launch in late 2019, early 2020. However, supply disrupted due to the unwanted fire incident, which didn't allow us to achieve the desired scale for these products. To aggressively relaunch these products along with our complete wall paint kitty, we would be looking at good sales and promotion activities in FY22. On the product portfolio side, we have some important announcements. The first tie-up is with San Marco, which we have executed an exclusive distribution license in India. San Marco is a prestigious 80-year-old Italian brand known for its special effects and wall paints. And Durante and Vivan, which is an extension of our existing relationship with the group that houses Sirka Spa Italy. Durante and Vivan is a renowned player in the adhesive space known for its specialized hot melt glue, a product which is extensively used in the furniture industry. For Durante and Vivan products, we will be looking to cater our existing OEM clientele in the first phase of our launch. We now have a reasonable product basket of Italian wood coatings to economical wood coatings from the plant decorative wall products, industrial adhesives and the special effects for wall to meet our growth objectives. The manufacturing plant in Nathupur, Sonipat, Haryana for economical wood coatings and the decorative wall paint manufacturing facility at Rice, Sonipat, Haryana are going to be the important levers for the growth over the next 5 years. We aim to grow almost at a 30% plus CAGR on all fronts over this time horizon. Speaking about a little on the second wave of COVID in past 2 months, that is the later April and May, we have faced repercussions of second wave of COVID in India. Due to a massive and ferocious spread, majority of our markets were in partial or full lockdown, and almost in line with that, our branch offices, depot and dealer shops has to be shut down. Hopefully there is some light at the end of the tunnel where we are seeing cases reducing from their peaks and markets are opening up slowly. If this trend continues, we would see better sales in June as compared to April and May, and we will keep you posted on the situation, how it unfolds. With that, I am open to answering any queries that you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and 1 at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jay Kshatriya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good day. So my first question is on product portfolio expansion side. So till now, we have been adding products in paints and coating categories. Only, but is that adhesive a different business altogether, sir? We understand that you have an established OEM clientele due to the Italian PO business, who can be our potential customers for adhesive. But beyond that, the distributor channels for paints and adhesive are completely different, sir. So like paint shops and hardware. So any comments on that part, sir?
Hi, thank you for the question. So with Durante and Vivan, the tie-up is to launch the glues which cater to the OEM clientele, and this will be done on direct basis, means that Circa India is working with key clientele like big furniture manufacturers, which includes names like IKEA as well. There the company is supplying the paints, and they are going to supply also this hot melt glue directly. So there we are not going to involve any distribution channel. And in the phase two, where we also intend to manufacture the white glue together with Durante and Vivan in India, in India, what we have seen is where from the shops where we are selling the paints, those paint shops also is a big market for, is a big channel for selling the white glue as well. So, but in phase one, as I told you, we will be eyeing the OEM clientele where we will be directly reaching out as Circa India to the client without the distribution, without the distributors in between.
Okay, sir. Yeah, sir. It helps me to understand, okay, is there a cross-selling happening between these two distribution channels? You answer that part for me also. So my second question is on the wall putty side. So how has been the response for it after first year of our launch? And are we realizing similar kind of margin in the wall putty?
Yeah, so if we talk about wall putty, we have earlier also stated in our statements that it was launched majorly to cater to the project side, because when we are going with our wall paint to a project, it is quite mandatory as per the agreements to also use the wall putty from the same brand, and this was the main motive to launch wall putty. The margins in the wall putty has not been severely impacted. It has been more or less on the same side, but yeah, wall putty, the company is manufacturing only for the project basis, but we have done a key extension in the product line of the wall paints, where a lot of new products also are going to be launched in coming months. So on the wall putty side, we have not seen any suppression in the margin.
Oh, and sir, follow up on that part, sir, to our understanding, sir, wall putty is a bulk product. So it has a higher weight to value ratio. So going forward, are there any plans or CapEx plan to put up wall putty and wall paints manufacturing in any other parts of the country?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have plans to have our three other units also soon for the wall putty and the economical wall products manufacturing and some economical PU products as well, wood coating products as well. And in certain states, we also would go for the toll manufacturing of the wall putty.
Okay. So my third question is on the sales mix side. So for quite some time, we have seen that our sales mix between retail and OEM has remained 72% and 30% odd. So are there any changes or trends here coming? I am coming from the context of increased acceptance of ready-made furniture in India. So are we seeing any trends on those parts?
Absolutely. We are seeing a massive change which is happening, where we are seeing that the OEM percentage would increase because the people are moving towards buying ready-made furniture. So platforms like LiftSpace and Pepperfry and IKEA obviously is going to play a very key role to change the furniture industry in India. And with that going forward, we would see a significant change from retail to OEM. But speaking about Circa India, since we are on a expansion mode in terms of the distribution, our retail would also be uplifted in the same manner. So there might be not a visible significant change in the retail and OEM percentage, but yeah, the OEM sales would rise in the coming years.
Okay. So just to mention IKEA, and we have all talked about it before before last call also. So I just wanted to have an overview of it. Like we mentioned before that we are supplying to 2 out of 4 IKEA furniture manufacturers in India. So have there been any development or movements on that front? Have you seen any material demand getting materialized on that front?
See, frankly speaking, still the demand from specifically from the IKEA product side has not increased a lot. I think their projects are still on a slower side, and they are the products that they shortlisted to manufacture in India, still those products are being manufactured. But yeah, in coming future, they would increase the number of products to be manufactured in India.
Okay. And so on the inventory front, you mentioned in the investor presentation that you did higher procurement during Jan-Feb period, which was delivered to you in March. So has this been procurement made in older rates or like were they new rates?
See, yeah, this was with the old rates, and the major reason for placing more containers and I mean more orders was basically to procure some goods at old rates, and also at that point of time in late December and early January there was some second wave of COVID hitting it some parts of Europe. So that was also a concern raised by Sirka Italy to have some extra stocks to avoid any shortages on the later stage. So these were the two major reasons. That is why we have inventory on a higher side if we talk about 31st March closing.
Okay, so like in the month of April right now, so have there been procurement slowdown in April, or are those inventories going to be normalized? What's the trend going forward from here on?
Yeah, so inventory I think in other 2 or 3 months would actually normalize, because the order number of orders going to Sirka Italy has gone down, and we have enough stocks. So as soon as the cycle and the momentum of the sales come back, we very fast would come on a very nominal level of inventory then.
Thank you. I would request Mr. Kshatriya to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I had a couple of questions. One was regarding your 30% targeted growth. Just wanted to understand how you would be managing to grow the wall paints business at this rate, considering the industry is, you know, generally at a 10-15% growth rate, and we will not have the deep pockets that an Asian Paints or an Indigo or now an Aditya Birla would have for advertising and sales.
Yeah, so see, currently if we talk about our current sales or numbers of wall paints, we are still on a very lower side. We have just begun, and we have begun from the states that where we are strong in. We started with 8 products, we moved to 12 products, and now we are launching other 4-5 new products. So what we have on table, I mean eyeing the number of markets that we are now eyeing to go on with our increased distribution network, this can easily be achieved, because currently if we talk about our wall paint sale, it's very less in terms of the percentage if we talk about of the total turnover, maybe less than 5. But yeah, going forward with the number of products city that we have increased and the distribution network, this would easily be achievable.
Okay. Fair enough. Anything different than you maybe specialized wall paint products that other people don't have, or any strategy that you apply?
We are working on some strategies. So on the product quality front, we are focusing on the whiteness of the product, because whites are now back in the technical collaboration with San Marco. We have developed an exclusive shade card which offers a lot of colors which are like developed in collaboration with the Italian designers. So that would stand out, that shade card would stand out, which offers a lot of more pastel colors. And thirdly, obviously on the profit side and the margin side of the dealers, we are working strongly to gain their interest to sell more of Sirka wall paint products.
Understood, sir. And any plans on using the tinting machines, or is it not going to be like that?
No, tinting machine is on the plan. So slowly and steadily we are going to increase the tinting machines at the retail level. So we have tied up with a company called Korop. It's a multi machine which can tint the wall paint as well as the PU paints. So going down the line in the strong market, which is basically North India, will be the first to cater to this tinting machines to be supplied to dealers on certain conditions, and then we will move out to Pan India.
Okay, got it, sir. And last thing was, what are your margin expectations across the different product categories?
So margins, as we explained, has been there was a pressure on the margins in the last financial year, and this year with the multinationals announcing a lot of increase now, and in the month of June we are expecting from the big multinationals increase, the margins we are expecting will come back to our normal level. And if we talk about the Italian PU and the Indian PU, there the margins are a little on the higher side compared to the wall paint and the economical NC melamine products.
Understood. And even on the adhesive distribution, would you expect a margin similar to Italian paint PU?
A little less than that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vibha Batra from Fair Connect. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so my question is on the dealer network. What kind of credit period do you give to the dealers? And these tinting machines that you're talking about, how much do they cost? And this in this environment where, you know, generally incomes of SMEs have suffered, how willing would the dealers be to invest in these machines?
Yeah. So credit period obviously depends upon the different payment terms that we have. We run a cash TD of 2.5 to 5%, and that is how the credit period starts from 7 and goes up to, used to go up to 60 days, which we have now reduced to 45 days with effective from 1st April 2021. So if you talk about the average credit period would be around 30, 35 days at the dealer front, which moved to 60 days due to certain reasons majorly related to COVID in last 2 years, 1.5, 2 years. On the tinting machine front, we are coming out with a contract with the retailer. So basically, it's a yearly contract where the dealer is actually been agreed for buying a minimum of X amount of the tinters, which allow him to get the machine free. So for example, if he buy a X amount of tinters, he does not have to pay for the machine cost. And the machine cost, if we talk about only wall paint, is a little less than 1 lakh. And if we talk about the twin machine, which we are more eyeing at to put it at the dealer level, is a little less than 1.5 lakhs.
Okay. And so that's not a very significant cost for a dealer.
Yes, absolutely. But to make it more aggressive, we are giving them an agreement where only for the first quarter they have to pay a first installment. And then if we see the trend that they are buying a minimum of X guaranteed tinters to be used in the machine from Circa India, they don't have to pay for the machine cost. So that is actually becoming very aggressive for them. And this would actually move our wall products also a bit fast.
Okay. And when the dealers pay cash upfront versus they utilize the 60-day credit window, 60 or 45, what is the differential in the pricing, or what kind of discount do you give for cash?
See, cash discount goes maximum to 5%. So with a 7-day payment, we offer a 5% cash discount, and then with a 15-days payment, goes down to 2.5, and then standard days.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Chodia from World Foods LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, so can we know your timeline on when Circa will become a pan-India brand? Because awareness, especially in Western India, still remains to be low.
Yeah, absolutely, Mr. Amit. So in West India, if we talk about, we have been a key OEM player. So industries like Indoline, industries like Godrej has been our key players from last 10 years, and also going forward, they are quite strongly knitted with us in terms of sale. In terms of retail, we are absolutely negligible in terms of Western India. But yeah, West was a market where we wanted to actually cut through and cut loose with our Unico range of product. And unfortunately, because of these unwanted events like fire and COVID, there has been significant delays in launching the product in West. But yeah, to be very frank and to be on the conservative side, we expect that in less than 2 years, we would be quite aggressive and aggressively known as a paint and a coating player in the rest of the parts of India. We are quite recalled as a brand in the northern part, east part, and if we talk about in south, now in Kerala, if we talk about, we are quite known, and this has been done in less than a year. So we are expecting not more than 2 years, we would be quite well known on pan-India basis.
Okay, great to know. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ridhima Chanda from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my question is on our credit days and margin overall. So as you said that we are moving slowly towards the OEM revenue contribution majorly in the next 4 to 5 years. So what would be our overall working capital cycle would be, and what would be the margin percentage on a sustainable basis we are expecting?
Yeah, so you rightly said that we are fairly looking at OEM business to rise in coming years, since the industry is changing and furniture industry is actually moving at a good growth in India. So but yeah, the credit days in OEM, it differs from 60 and goes up to 120 days as well. But with the key clients like Sundaray or Soba or Interline, all the sales are against LC. Till now, we were not discounting the LCs, but now in future, we are planning to discount it as well to reduce the debtors in our books. So most of the agreements with the big OEM suppliers are against local LC. If we talk about margins, see, in retail, yes, my selling price is much more than the selling price to OEM. But yeah, in retail, then we have a lot of giveaways in terms of contractor schemes, architect schemes, and the turnover discount that we offer to the dealer. So if we see the final realization of the price from the dealer and the OEM, it is more or less the same. So means that my margins from the retail network, final margins from the OEM are more or less on the same side.
Okay, so can you quantify, like, if we see barring FY21, from FY18 to FY20, our margins are continuously reducing, right, from 29 to 27 to 23. So on a sustainable basis, what margin guidance you would like to give?
See, it would be above 20% for sure. This year has been extraordinary for us, and since 90% of our turnover was coming from the Italian PU products, which has to be imported, so we were double impacted compared to our peer competitors because of the euro rate as well. And seeing the considering the COVID situation, we could not do an immediate price increase. We had to follow some news from the multinationals, and fortunately, the good news for us is, from late April, the news from the multinationals has started to come out. The first increase has already been done by multinationals, and the second increase by few multinationals has already been announced on 15th of May, and we are expecting the implementation in the month of June. So this will help us a lot in terms of getting back our EBITDA to the level of above 20.
Okay. And so basically, other question is on the export side. So we signed agreement with Reliance Paint in Nepal, and some studios were also coming. Also, you had sent samples in a few other countries like Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. So what is the current state on that?
So with Nepal, yeah, the business has already started. We have sent some few small consignments, and the product has been well accepted in the market. And unfortunately, a full container load had to leave to Nepal in the month of April, and due to the COVID situations, it has been delayed. But obviously, once we open up, the first container, full load container would move to Nepal. So Nepal is on the move. The studio work will also begin again from, I think, in next 2 weeks in Nepal. In Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, obviously, in last 2 years, due to the limited travel and a lot of travel restrictions, the final meetings could not be materialized into business as of now. But yeah, we have identified couple of players where we wanted to go and just see the infrastructures and everything and take the step ahead. But yeah, they are on cards, and hopefully in this year we would have some business also coming from Sri Lanka and Bangladesh beside Nepal.
Okay, so currently, how much export is the total contribution revenue?
See, it is negligible as of now because we just started selling the product to Nepal in the month of January, and there were only two small consignments together, maybe a little less than 10 tons were going out to Nepal. And now after the full acceptance of the product, the full containers had to move. So now currently it is negligible of the total turnover. But yeah, in this year, we would see this export business also rising from Nepal, and hopefully from Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, we would also start the business in the later quarters.
My another question is on the south side. So earlier, approximately including Maharashtra in south, our revenue contribution was 10% to 20-odd%. So as of now, specifically for the south, as we are targeting that area too, so what is the revenue contribution and growth in the last two quarters, in the last full fiscal?
Yeah, so South actually has been good for us, especially Kerala, after our own branch coming in South in Kerala. The retail sales have moved up. Obviously, the OEM was our strong part and is still going up, but the retail in Chennai and Bangalore as well as in Kerala is moving well. And with the Unico coming in after the plant getting on its feet once again, this would actually give us a boom together with the marketing activities that we are planning. But if we talk about FY21, the contribution only from the south was above 10%, which earlier together Maharashtra and south were contributing about 15%. But yeah, south was on the lower side. Now the south has moved up, and it contributed almost about 10%.
Okay. And what sort of price hike we had taken till now, and further what we could take?
See, in the Italian range of product, we have taken a price hike of about 10-12%, and in the Indian made product of average about 4-5%. Yeah, if we talk about the latest news from a lot of multinationals, they again have announced a price hike of anything between 15-20%. So we see that in the coming month of June, maybe not in one go, but in two go, we would do a price increase of anything between 7-12% based on the product category. So economical range of wall products and economical range of wood coatings would be on the higher side of increase, and the high value products will be a little lower on the increase percentage.
Okay. And just one last question. So currently our OEM and retail contribution is 70-30, or 70 from retail. So going forward means what percentage you are looking for as you are expanding on the OEM side?
See, going forward, if we talk about Circa India, we would not see a big difference in the percentage because OEM business is going to grow. But as we are doing the distribution expansion and retail expansion in the west and the south part of India, our retail would also grow or maybe outgrow the OEM because we are expanding the product in the new market. So speaking about next 2 years, I think the contribution of retail and OEM would remain more or less the same, besides the fact that OEM business is going to grow.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tanush Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity to ask the question. Sir, I have just a very broad-based question. So what is our organization target, let's say, for the next 5 years, or, you know, top five key target areas that we'll be hitting in the next 2 to 3 years or something like that, that can give a broad vision for the company?
See, the five target area which we have identified going forward and to reach to our targets for and the sales for next 5 years is, we are investing a lot on the technology. So we are very strongly upgrading our ERP systems and app-based system at dealer and distributor level. We are strongly working on the management side. Our core management team and the key personnel area is constantly increasing. We are constantly eyeing on reducing our logistics costs by toll manufacturing systems and by adding a couple of plants in the south and the western part of India. We are strongly working on increasing our productivity and most importantly, on the employee side. So we have we have actually implemented a lot of parameters and in terms of the on the employee side, because they are the face of the brand. So there is going to be a significant change on the presentation of the brand from our key employees, because we call them as our brand ambassadors. So there has been a lot of training which has been involved and implemented within the company as a protocol, as a SOP. So obviously on these five fronts, we are constantly working, the teams are constantly working on these fronts, and with all these five areas, we will be constantly improving year by year to reach to our key target of 5 years.
Thank you for that. And sir, just another follow-up to that. So let's say in the next 5 years, what revenue would you be targeting?
See, we are expecting every year a growth, as I stated, of a growth of plus 30% CAGR. So that's how we are expecting to grow in next 5 years.
Keeping the margins same or just improving them year on year? Because we have certain...
It would improve, I think, year on year. So last year has been extraordinary, but this year with the price increase, we would be coming back to the original track, and going forward, as the revenue rises, the expenses we expect would not rise in the same level, because a lot of expenses has already been incurred and has already been in the books now for the incremental sale. But because of the breaks due to COVID, we could not actually come into momentum. But yeah, going forward, keeping our fingers crossed, this would increase year on year.
So we can expect around 100 to 150 basis points margin expansion every year?
In terms of basis points, yes, more or less.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and good luck for the coming quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shirish Pardeshi from Centrum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. This Uniqlo brand, what we are talking about, what kind of price pyramid and what kind of brand extension it can have? And what I'm asking that, will it also straddle between, car painting to decorative? Or basically, I'm asking whether this is another brand and there will be sub-segmentation which will happen.
On what product you are asking? Can you quickly repeat, because I skipped a couple of words initially.
This Uniqlo product, what you are
Uniqlo. Yes.
So which is primarily into the decorative and other segment, but you also mentioned that San Micro is also adding some flavor. So I'm saying that we have now one brand to two brands. So what is the growth strategy which we are looking from the brand perspective?
Yeah, so just to update you, Uniqlo is a brand extension of wood coating and not wall coating. Wall coating is purely sold in the brand Circa only. Uniqlo is the extension of brand of Circa wood coating portfolio. So all the Indian made wood coatings, polyurethane coatings, melamine and NC are sold under the brand Circa Uniqlo series. Which obviously has the name of Circa on it, but on the site it has Uniqlo series, as we have shared in the presentation. But yeah, wall paint products are all under the brand name Circa only.
I got that, but I think Unico is getting faster. So does that over some time we will also bring Unico wall painting products?
Mm-hmm.
I think the brand awareness for Unico is larger. So right now we are purely using for wood coating products. But if in future, if the growth is going to be faster in the wall painting, is there any plan that we can, or is there any understanding that we can get Unico under wall painting segment also?
No, see, as of now, Sirka is the brand which is more familiar and have a better recall value. So that is why on the Unico series also, we have the face of the packaging is always Sirka with the Unico series to differentiate it from the Italian PU, because in Indian made PU products and the Italian imported PU products are on the same line. So that is why the Unico is only the extension. If we talk about wall paint, we are moving it under the brand name Sirka only because Sirka is better known in terms of the brand, not Unico.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with the Senmarco.
Yeah. With the Senmarco, obviously we are moving ahead majorly with the special effects, and they are giving us a tinting system where we are launching a lot of colored shade cards, pigmented shade cards, spectra along with them, the pastel color series.
I got that. So I'm referring the same presentation slide. That's what I wanted. Slightly got confused. So Senmarco, you are saying that will be at the luxury end of the pyramid.
Exactly.
And which can go up to what price range in the current context?
See, special effects, obviously, if we talk about per liter, they start from, say, 400, 500 and can go up to, say, 5,000, 6,000 a liter as well. But usually it has been marketed in India more on the per square foot basis. So maybe you can say it starts from, say, 130, 140 rupees a square foot cost to about 600, 700 rupees per square foot. So if a 10 by 10 wall, so 100 square feet, if he chooses 600 rupees product, almost 60,000 for a 10 by 10 wall, small wall. So Senmarco product also in India will be sold co-brandedly. So Senmarco Sirka branding.
Okay. And just one follow-up on that from the margin perspective. What is the gross margin differential between Sirka and Senmarco?
Yeah, Senmarco, since it's a niche product, the gross margins are actually very high compared to Sirka Italian wood coating products.
Yeah, but in percentage term or in some...
almost double.
So assume that Sirka would be of 35-40 range?
Yes.
And that is the double what you're saying for Senmarco?
Yeah. More than double sometimes.
Oh. And this is now to what penetration level it has already gone into the market? I mean, in terms of coverage?
Yeah. So we launched Senmarco with an aggressive promotional items, and the demand started to came. So that is why we had to get first shipment by air to cater to certain products, and the acceptance was actually very good. But unfortunately, the container got delayed and it arrived during the lockdown period. So it arrived in late April, around 29th, 30th April, which where most of the India was under the lockdown conditions. So we could not actually sell the product quite aggressively. But yeah, as it opens up, the product has actually been introduced into our strong markets, which is the northern part of India, and also to our distribution network. So through architects, obviously. So once we open up, yeah, this would move quite aggressively. We have now the product in our warehouse, so it will move aggressively. We have already been, the product has already been introduced at the architect level.
Okay. Thank you and all the best to you and the team.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan Patel, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, and sir, congratulations for good numbers last quarter. So my first question is regarding you have managed, we have around 1600 dealer distributors. So wanted to understand in the context of the growth that we are planning, how many dealerships should we need to add over a period of next 5 years?
Yeah, so if we talk about this financial year, we are not eyeing a big numbers of increase in terms of the number of dealers point because we did an aggressive distribution expansion in the last quarter of FY20 and then also in the current financial year. So now with the plant coming back on its feet, which is going to introduce a unique economical range of PU, melamine and NC products and also some extension of wall paint products, we are focusing this year to increase sales from this current dealer network, which was actually being placed and is still quite new. Going forward, obviously, every year then we are expecting that this would, with the new product city and with the new markets to explore, this would rise about 25-30% every year.
Understood, sir. And sir, when you scout for these dealerships, so I wanted to understand whether they would be new dealers or you will take from existing dealers, and whether these will be in tier one metro markets or in lower tier cities.
Yeah, so major expansion will be on the lower tier cities now, where we have seen a demand on the upper side and the demand quite fast. And with the Unico products coming in, which is the economical range of the PU coatings and NC and melamine, obviously we are eyeing the tier 2, tier 3 cities strongly to increase our dealer footprint.
And sir, would this be new dealers coming on board or they would be the existing dealers of other companies?
No, always the existing dealers of the other companies. So they are selling all the other paint brands and together they sell the Sirka as well.
Understood. So sir, my the question arises because when you start pushing tinting machines, they would already have probably one or two tinting machines from existing paint companies. So wouldn't there be space constraints for these existing dealers? Or how do you look at this thing?
Yeah, see, at that, at some points in some cities, there is space constraint. But yeah, that is why we are coming out with an aggressive scheme and especially with the 2-in-1 machine. So there is a single machine currently, all the dealer network, they uses 2 machines. So means that there is one machine for wall and one for PU. So her company, there are 2 machines, one for wall, one for PU. But now Korob has come up with a new model. And obviously, along with us, other multinational companies will also be replacing and giving one machine instead of 2. Which will allow them more space to add a little more machine. So that is why we are coming up with the 2-in-1 machine, which will give them an added advantage that from one machine, they can make a color for wall as well as for wood. Secondly, we are coming up with an agreement where under certain conditions, under certain terms and conditions, they can get this machine free of cost at the end of the year. So that has also been quite aggressive. And third, the most important is that the pigments and the color that they make out of this machine should offer them good margins compared to other brands. So we have strongly worked on that also. So, I mean, considering all these three effects, we are getting good response from the dealers because there is a form that we're getting filled for the consent of getting the machine. So we are getting a very good, strong response. So, but we are going to go slow phase by phase and install more in the strong markets first and then go pan-India.
Understood, sir. Very, very heartening to hear. And so my second question is regarding the, when we target a growth of 30%, I would assume that we would have to spend a lot more on A&P. Currently, I am assuming it's around 3.5-4%. So, what would be your A&P spending targets going forward, at least next 2-3 years?
See, if we talk about this year, obviously around 4-5%, and going forward, yeah, not less than 5%, because then the idea of once we are out pan India with the mass product range of Unico and Wall, obviously we are going to go on certain media and on we will be eyeing 360 degree marketing. So it would be in the range of 4-5% for next 2-3 years.
Right. So my question arises because if we look at someone like Indigo, who has been doing in lower tier markets, they have been spending more than 10% of their revenues on A&P. in last 2-3 years. Because of that, they have obviously done a lot of national presence. So in that context, wouldn't the competition have a large share of voice compared to us?
See, what we have closely monitored the activities of Indigo Paints as well, and they actually poured for a few months a lot of money, and now they are reducing it. So that is why we also planned to do it in phases and to pour like aggressively some amount to actually get the effect of the that advertisement. So we are doing it quite strategically and with the view of numbers that we are eyeing in FY 2022-23. On that numbers, if we see the 4-5% would actually help, would be enough for us to, as per our advertisement campaigns, which are in line and quite aggressive if we see the other brands like Indigo or Nerolac, whatever they are doing. Secondly, also, we are going to reduce our spent front towards the exhibitions which already had got down. Usually currently our spend is huge on the advertisement side and other activities related to architect side. So we are going to reduce it and also pour it into the advertisement front later on.
Understood, sir. Got that. And my last question is related to so capital expenditure that we would be looking for next 2-3 years. You mentioned that we will be setting up a few units in other markets like South and West. So I wanted to understand what kind of capital expenditure you would incur over next 2-3 years.
Yeah, so it would be in the range of say less than 5 crores, around 4-5 crores, because we are going to add more than 3 plants in next 2 years, and this will be the facilities majorly to manufacture economical range of products more, to be more logistically profitable, and this will be again the mixing plants, and so we are eyeing the long-term lease lands in this area. So it would be in the range of say 4-5 crores, not more than that.
Oh, that's great, sir. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for answering my questions and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Vora from Equity Master. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Apoorva. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is, your OEM segment is 30% of your total sales. And if you say that you want to target OEM growth going forward, is it safe to assume that the growth in your OEM is likely to come at an adverse product mix? The reason I say that is because, you know, when you talk about turnaround times for someone like Pepperfry or Godrej or IKEA, the turnaround time for an economical or a high-end PU is twice than that of a NCM and the NCM element. So, I mean, is the growth going to come at a lower margin or lower realization going forward?
Not exactly, because we are eyeing an increase in OEM also at the luxury level, majorly. So we have seen a lot of shift in our industry, where majorly in the metro cities, the job of luxury coating also, which was done at site, are now being done at the OEM level. So people who used to get the bed or the wardrobe or the kitchen made at their houses, now they are trying to buy more from people like Spaceford or Indoline or Godrej or Lift Space, who are also the users of luxury products. If we talk about Lift Space, who is our now the next big customer, he is also now moving from the economical to the luxury product range as per the demand. So they have one collection which uses the Italian PU only. So we, beside Pepperfry and Urban Ladder, which are more users of NC melamine and which are the economical products, there is a strong upside in the demand of the luxury PU also from the OEM segment because of this shift which is happening. So that is why the margins would be actually not compromised.
Okay, sure. Thanks. That helps.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Bhandari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Professor, just one question. Can you give some color on the second level of management team? Other than promoter, after promoter, what kind of team we have built up, because now we are scaling up pan India to the south and other markets and across multiple products. So just some color on the second level of management team. Thank you. That's the only question from my side.
Yeah, thank you. So as I stated that we are strongly working on our teams on the employee front, and not only on the front end but also at the back end. So we have some key personals coming with an experience of more than 2 decades who has joined recently at the back end level, and on the front level, yeah, going forward with certain parameters of trainings and education level, a strong team in the south and the other parts of India has been developed. So in the south also we are lucky to have one of the most experienced guy in the wood coating industry, Mr. Partha Sarthi, and his team has been, the whole south team has been led by him. Same if we talk about the western and the center part of India, Mr. Amit. So he is strongly moving ahead on the front end, and on the back end where we wanted to grow and where we wanted to grow as a strong team, we have a couple of hirings done, and we are eyeing a couple of hirings in the later quarters.
Sure, sir. Thank you. That's it for my day. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take one last question, which is from the line of Aditya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So, since you are now splitting up into so many different categories and subcategories, any estimate as to what would be the overall sales mix, let's say 3 or 5 years down the line, between your Indian PU, Italian PU, wall paints, adhesives?
Okay. So, yes. If we talk about today, yeah, 90% of revenue comes from the Italian PU. Going forward also, we see that about 55 to 60% will be contributed again by the Italian PU, and rest 40 will be the mix of Indian-made PU, wall paint and other products. In terms of the numbers, if we talk about San Marco and all, they will be not generating huge numbers, but would be generating a lot of brand value and a niche market for us with a huge margins. But yeah, we are expecting good number of sales from the Indian made economical products under the brand extension Unico, which would contribute to about, say, more than 20%, and same at the wall paint side.
Okay, and adhesives would also be a much smaller category.
What? Adhesives. Yeah, so going forward, if we talk about today, yes, because we are eyeing more at the OEM clientele level, where we have a very good clientele, and hot melt of Duranti and Vivan is a hot kit product which has been already been approved worldwide. But yeah, going forward, we have not very strongly thought on how the white glue market is going to behave. But yeah, our counter partners, Duranti and Vivan, are very confident of the product that they are expecting to make it in India. And if marketed right, yeah, this could actually be again a very big market, because you know how white glue market is. So we have to work on the strategy of that. So currently we are not considering the numbers to come from the white glue, because this is at the later phase once we have that confidence of Duranti and Vivan as a brand going in the market.
Sure. And any idea on your exports also within this entire mix, like let's say that 5 years down the line or 3 years?
Yeah, so export, as I told you, Nepal already has started, and yeah, down the line 3 years, we are expecting that almost about 5 to 7% of our turnover would come from the export of the Indian-made products. So Unico is the brand which is going to be sold out under the brand in Circa only, but Unico as a brand extension would go out to the export for these three countries. So we are expecting if we talk about down the line 3 years of the total revenue, obviously about 5 to 10% would be contributed by exports as well.
Okay, got it, sir. And so last thing is on these tinting machines that you have come up with, this structure where the dealer does not have to pay up for the tinting machine in case they meet certain targets and volumes. Is that something that you guys are the first ones to do, or are other competition also following similar strategy?
See, if we talk about the multinationals or the top 5 paint companies, they are not doing it. But yeah, there are some new entry brands, or there are some particular brands in a particular area who are moving up with this kind of strategy. But since we have a better brand recognition, and obviously we're going to make it more aggressive with couple of more offerings in terms of the margins also, we expect that we would go out. But if we talk about the top 5 brands, they don't offer such kind of agreements.
Understood, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ajay Lokesha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks so much for the opportunity. Hope you can hear my voice.
Your audio is not very clear, Ajay. May I request you to come on the handset receiver? I think you might be on speaker.
Yeah, 1 minute, I will put the handset. How is it now?
Now it is clear. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, there will be some questions. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I hope congrats for the good service numbers. The first question is, any plans of doing any mergers and acquisitions for the inorganic expansion in the future?
Yeah, so as we told you that we are eyeing to open up new plants, we are also eyeing this option of acquisition also in certain areas of the small wall plus economical PU product plants. So we already have been speaking to a couple of people, centrally located plants to acquire 100%. So yeah, it is on the cards on the production front of wall and PU products.
Okay, thank you. And then the next question is, any plans of going for sales through e-commerce media?
E-commerce, we have actually worked it very strongly. Currently, our product offering was on Snapdeal and a couple of other platforms like Paint Bazaar. But since it is a very customized product and still requires a touch and feel and involvement of architect and contractor, we are still not eyeing the wood coating too strongly being the e-commerce product, because it can be e-commerce only for the DIY market, do-it-yourself market, which actually India is not. In the Europe, the Sirka brand is strongly being pushed on the e-commerce level because it's a strong DIY market. So going forward, I think for a year and a half, we still not see a strong movement from on e-commerce level of product category that we cater to.
Okay, wonderful. And then with respect to brand awareness, is there any plan of doing digital advertising targeting especially the contractors and then architects?
Yeah, that is on cards. The 360 degree marketing plan for the company is already ready, and as we phase out with Unico products and reach out pan India, obviously we are going to implement a 360 degree marketing plan, which will include the digital marketing strongly at the architect and contractor level and also at the media level.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sayam Pokharna for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining in. The transcript of this call would be made available on the stock exchange shortly. If you have any further queries, please feel free to reach out. Our email addresses are present at the end of the investor presentation.
Thank you. On behalf of the investment lab, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.